We're on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And I want to thank everybody associated with the show, my whole team, Alex Cooper, Chris Gerald, and also MTP Software, everything they're doing all the time to build this show up and make it a better show. I want to thank my guest host who's joining me today, and that's John Dustin, JED Insurance.
Jeff, always great to be here and always fun to be on the show.
I just realized, like the Jets, you know that Jet thing? They go, J-E-T-S, Jets, J-E-D, Jet Insurance. We got a whole new thing for you. Our next guest, since I'm boring everybody, he's been here before, Stephen Dubin, and we're going to talk about actually one of my favorite areas to talk about, and I think most people can learn a lot about it, LinkedIn. Is that right?
LinkedIn is the most powerful, most least understood social media available today, and in particular business-to-business focused companies know that that is a platform they should be doing something with, but they scratch their head and they're annoyed that nothing is really happening for them.
Right.
And ironically, there's some changes coming. Maybe later you can talk about that, about premium versus free versus...
Right.
Now, LinkedIn is big for the radio show. LinkedIn has been, I think, man, maybe my producer left the room, but I think has been the number one vehicle for getting listeners and building the show.
Right. So there's over 400 million people on LinkedIn. Most of them not sure why.
Right.
Most of them
lawyers
not.
Are about 150 million.
Yeah, true. There's anywhere from lawyers to wealth managers to
All over it.
Yeah, that's right. And so a lot of people are trying to use it as a way to connect with others who they may already know but have fallen out of contact with, or people of profiles that make sense who are already doing business with them and they would like to expand in that category and that niche.
Interesting. So what are the I'm going to skip, maybe come back to later, the biggest flaws with LinkedIn. What are the ways that people need to start to learn to use LinkedIn? Let's look forward.
Okay, right. Good question. So first issue with LinkedIn is most people's profiles are inappropriate. They often look like a job resume than they are a solution provider. Mm. And so you need to lead with better keywords and phrases right in your headline of your profile to give people a sense of what kinds of problems you can solve. And then you need to lead them through your profile with, here are some of the problems you may be having, here's some of the ways we may be able to solve them. So that's step one. The other step is that most people are using their high school yearbook photo within their profile.
Hey, if I could get away with it, I would.
Well, as my staff told me, I'm not getting away with it.
You know, I'm not single, but if I was looking to attract better people, I mean, I definitely prefer my high school picture.
That's a good point.
You know, we all looked at least younger.
Right. And with hair.
That's right. That's right. I'm in that category as well. So anyway, we coach people on how to first have a profile that compels people to want to connect to you and maybe take a next step.
And you know, it's a funny thing. You see some people join, and I don't know what the term is, they call it noisy. They're liking everything and posting personal stuff and business stuff. Comment on that a little bit.
Well, it's really, LinkedIn is more of the 24/7 networking event, business to business, higher end cocktail party versus the Facebook barbecue where someone's not wiping their face.
Right, right.
But I use Facebook too.
Right. I'm not suggesting that Facebook
is
not.
I find it's 1 + 1 = 3. I think they work well in combination. I am getting a different person on Facebook that I'm finding than on LinkedIn. I'm finding more people from my history on, it's funny, in my history of my life, and I've lived in many cities, so in Facebook, and so I use it as a sort of a farming tool. I find more people that I don't know on LinkedIn who we should know each other.
Right. So Facebook has a bigger audience. They have a much more active audience. So one of the big differences, LinkedIn has the top, the Inc. 500. All the CEOs are on LinkedIn, every single one. Most people are not going to their LinkedIn profile or looking at LinkedIn at all more than once a week.
Really?
Right.
So you need to so part of the advice is to try to connect with people and then move that relationship outside of LinkedIn into an email relationship or other.
When you deliver your service to a company, so, you know, we got a mix. I'll use myself as an example. We have a mix of me, the old guy, 53, down to the young person of 22 who just graduated from UNH, and they're on there clicking away. And how do you deliver the service? Do you train everybody? Do you train the key people? What's your philosophy?
Well, so one of the services...
You threaten them?
Whatever works. So... One of the things that we're really focusing on is the LinkedIn sales funnel and a drip campaign. So most people are familiar with the old school drip campaign, which was a series of maybe five postcards over a series of time, anywhere from 5 weeks to 5 months. LinkedIn has developed the methodology to connect with somebody and then create some sense of trust and credibility by providing objective, useful information to that person over drips 2 and 3 so that they're more apt to see you as the expert, be more comfortable with your style and your culture, and by drip number 4, they might be ready for a 10-minute discovery phone call.
Hmm.
So that's part of what we teach both our staff and then our clients, some of whom do it themselves or have marketing people who do it for them, or oftentimes they'll say, we prefer concierge care, just take it over and let us know when someone's ready to talk.
You know, I sort of feel that it's a little bit, we could almost coin a new term, and I don't have the term. You know, just the way socially you have introverts and extroverts, I think you have introverts and extroverts on LinkedIn.
Yes,
yeah, and figuring out how to help those introverts communicate. I will use Chris as an example. I consider him to be a LinkedIn introvert, that he's not comfortable reaching out to people he doesn't know. And so I think, you know, maybe an area maybe you could focus in on is how do you help people like Chris, who's half my age, exactly 100% half my age, but he's not on LinkedIn actively, and I am, because I'm not shy to talk to people I don't know or connect to people I don't know.
That's surprising.
Right. So let me go back to, I mean, that's a really interesting point. And I think that some
when
people...
When you write it in your next article, yeah, could you please quote me a little
yeah,
bit?
I will credit you. So part of LinkedIn and social media in general, some people post too often and then you start
noisy,
worrying about whether... their messages have validity, have usefulness, are leading you in ways you want to go. One of the things that LinkedIn has done to attract a younger audience that is more technically savvy and more likely to contribute things of value is they've greatly improved their smartphone app. So it's really easy to touch and go now. And they're finding that more than 50% of their activity is on that. The other thing that they've continued to do is they've connected. Anytime you message somebody through LinkedIn, you'll also get an email. So you're getting it in two different places.
I don't love the email aspect of LinkedIn. I'd rather someone, since they list my email, email me.
From my standpoint as a marketing guy, I try to surround our best prospects wherever they are with appropriate messages on an ongoing basis. And some people just won't pay attention to their LinkedIn message box.
Right. But I do like the Facebook Messenger, and I get notices about that.
Right.
I like the way that's set up on Facebook. You know, I should have said it when I said introvert, extrovert, and I mean it. I think it's an area to look at. On my right, John Dustin, is a social marketing extrovert. Mm-hmm. On my left is Chris, a social marketing introvert.
And I'm new to social media.
And he's good at it. He's one of the best I've seen. And you know why? Because John loves his dog. So he's always got something with his dog that he can post. And who's not going to like a dog?
All right. So part of what we're succeeding in business is creating personality for our personal brand and for our company. And people want to know you as a person to do business with you. It goes beyond the X's and the O's of the business and the features and the benefits of the product. So it's nice to reveal something about the rest of your life and where you're coming from and what your real perspective is.
Steve, you're going to have to come back again.
Okay.
Sorry, this is going to have to be a two-parter. You're going to have to come back and talk about LinkedIn some more. But if somebody wants to find you on LinkedIn or any other method, how would they do that?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest place to find me is on my website, which is prworkzone.com. Or you can find me under LinkedIn under Stephen V. Dubin. And I'd be happy to continue the conversation and see how we can help you improve your results on LinkedIn.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. Also, we have John Dustin. John, you want to tell everybody how they can find you as well?
Pretty simply, call 508-543-1067 on the web, www.jedinsurance, and via email, john.dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, at jedinsurance.com.
And I'll tell you, go up to LinkedIn or Facebook, just type in John Dustin, and I got to tell you, that dog of his is adorable.
Thank you,
my name is Jeffrey Davis. I have an adorable dog, too. Actually, much more adorable than John's. But... And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.